WRZZ 873, radio check.
Captain, radio check. A little bit of noise on the signal, but perfectly fine. WRUX 245.
Copy that. You came in loud and clear. I'm going to go clear.
Okay. All right. WRUX 245. Stand by.
Good morning, Michigan. WRZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile.
This is WRWT 208. If anybody's wondering, westbound 94, just after the 26-mile road on-ramp, there is a car accident. If anybody was wondering why it's backed up.
Thank you.
WRWX221, Papa G, you out there? Harold, what township?
WSCB908 calling out to WSDQ685. Tim, are you out there?
WRUU850.
Aren't you supposed to be working?
Playing hooky.
It's a wonder anything gets done in that place.
WRC. Might be in a bad area in Pontiac.
How's the hand doing? That's all I want to know.
Am I even making? I'm in Pontiac.
Yeah, you're making it. Somebody jumped over the top of you there.
Ah, okay.
Clearly didn't hear that. Oh, run a red light. Why not?
Yeah, I'm downtown Pontiac right now. I'm playing hooky, but, No, I was asking about that because the person I was visiting with, I just dropped off a white box to him, and they were going to put something on it, and I said, yeah, I use, and then I drew a blank. I couldn't remember why. I like that because I can have, you know, there's like three different images I normally put on those white boxes, and that lets me just decide on the fly, just pop Gentoy in there and pick whichever one I want.
Oh, gotcha. No, I played with it for a while, but I had issues where it would try it with issues when it was doing the install either BIOS, MBR, or UFE. So I just said, screw it. I went back to Rufus, and I have a little container here that, or folder that has all my images on a USB card. So I got 10 or 15 USB sticks all labeled up here with their ISOs.
Yeah, I get it. Ventoy works really good for me. You know, it's pretty simple. Like I said, I usually put every repeater site gets an ASL3. Well, previously too, but now they're going to get an ASL3, and then they get a Tiny 10 installation for the RSS, and it works out pretty good. And then I have a version of Arch that I run on the rest on other things.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so I set up two boxes with Debian 12 base installs, and so I did that yesterday, and I got it set up. I installed three packages of the packet, and I just didn't get to it last night. I fell asleep and took a nap. But now I got approval for my project for the west side, and they're like, yeah, can you have it done by 8-1? I'm like, I submitted this 6-7 weeks ago, we talked about it 3 weeks ago, and now you're just telling me, oh, it's approved, but you want me to have it done by 8-1? I won't have all the parts here by 8-1.
Yep, that's how that works. Bean counter's got to count.
Well, we really want it done by, 8-1. And I'm like, okay. I said, I might get infrastructure parts in. If I can get everything ordered within the next 2 days, that gets it here by Friday. As long as everything's in stock, which I think network-wise is. I said, then it's going to take me, I said at the earliest I would have networks being deployed by the next by the first. I said, but then I still have to do workstations and users and servers and all that. I said, you guys are, said I'm not even getting fiber. The install for one of the fiber at one of the locations is now on 7/31. I said, so they're like, well, yeah, but that's the day before 8-1.
Just tell them no. Sorry, can't happen.
I'm like, and my foot, I said, I'm going to need a gopher two as it is. I already knew I was going to need a gopher two, and then with my foot, it's like, great. But I get to spend money. That's been my morning. Oh, and the new postal rates went into effect today, and let's just say there's been issues. So I just got an email about a new patch to fix the bad postal rates because the government.
Sorry, you have to deal with traffic here. Got a little construction going on. Oh, HOV, 2-plus lane, 3/4 mile. What are the hours?
You got your inflatable friend on the passenger seat with you?
Looks like 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then 3 to 6 or something, so I think I'm good. I think the HOV only applies during commute times. Yeah, 3 to 6. 6 to 9 and 3 to 6, so I'm good. Sounds like a wiener. Anyhow, I'll be southbound and down. WRUU 850.
Good afternoon, 678, and to Sean, 850, WRCY 565. I was the one that might have accidentally stepped on you, and I was just calling because I didn't hear you this morning on the radio. How's the hand doing?
Good afternoon, Don. Doing pretty good. It never was bad. A little painful on Friday, and Saturday, but nothing terrible. And it's significantly better today. There's still things I can't do, simple things. It's really weird. But it's just a matter of pain. Dr. Flatow told me, he says, just let pain dictate what you can and can't do. There's really no restrictions, except for heavy. He doesn't want me lifting anything really heavy. But now it's doing really good, and I can tell it's better significantly.
Okay, copy that. I was going to ask you this morning if I heard you on the radio, and I didn't. And then I figured, well, one of two things: you either went in early, or you're playing that hooky thing. But I just checking in on you, make sure you're okay. I will let you get back to driving and concentrating and doing what you got to do. Have a good day. We'll catch up with you later. WRCY 565.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and wasn't feeling all that well. So had a crushing headache, and my arm was really bothering me, and I just said, I'm taking the day. So, feel a lot better now. I don't think much of it was related to the surgery. I don't think any of it, really. The arm, maybe. All right, catch you later. Heading to BJ's, going to check them out. I broke down and decided to get a membership, see what that's all about. WRUU 850.
Station 218. Station 218, WIUG 48, copy. Station 983, WIUG 48.
Hey, Jack, how you doing today? Over.
Tell you what, Piggy, sounding good, very good. Sounds like you by me here in the car. That's how you sounding that good. Roger.
That's awesome. I'm on my, what is that thing? The DB25. Yeah, it's pretty good little radio. It comes in and goes out pretty well. Thank you. Over.
I don't know what it is, but hey, you're really sounding good. Excellent. You know, look like I'm talking to you. You by me and talking to you. And that's how it sounds like. Very good. So how is the sunshine by you out that way? It's sunshine here and it's about 83 degrees.
You sound really good too, like you're right next to me also. Yeah, we have a lot of sun. It's 81 and we have 66% humidity. So it's not too bad out there. It's really nice. And I'm glad it's not raining. That happened this morning. I could tell because the pavement was wet when I got up. Over.
Yeah, that's right. It was raining this morning too here. And about 6 o'clock I woke up. It was hard rain coming down for like 15 minutes. Then it stopped.
I never heard anything, and I have this metal roof. I just slept right through it. I'm sure my dog knew it. Muffy, the older one, she doesn't like it. She gets really nervous and starts clawing at the bed and just having a fit. So we always have to comfort her, settle her down. Over.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Oh, yeah. Well, the dogs can hear anything. So, that's what they are, I guess. They got very hearing out there. Roger.
Yeah, she's got real good hearing. And then the fire set all makes her nervous. But she likes being outside because we have a neighbor dog and they love each other. They bark at each other through the fence and run along the fence and play. It's really cute. But she don't like thunderstorms and she don't like the 4th of July. Over.
Well, nobody likes 4th of July. All this fireworks and all that, you know, M80s and all that, that's too much. Anyhow, well, Michelle, I got to let you go. And good talking to you. You take care and you have a good day. I got to be busy here right now and studying because I got to go to take a test. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
All right. You have a good study and be blessed, and I hope you pass. And I was thinking about the Western days when they had the 4th of July. Well, I guess when they celebrated anything and all the guns are going off like crazy, but... Okay, I will talk to you later. You have a good study and enjoy the sunshine. I know you will. And we will catch up later. This is WSBW 983 standing by. Over.
WSDC 647 calling WSDC 647 Unit 2. Over. Nothing heard. WSDC 647 clear and out.
WSBY 676 WRZB. You out there, 690?
WRNW 329, we're monitoring. Listen.
I guess everybody's trying to stay cool today. WRNW 329, we're clear.
WRTX 930, monitor.
WRSK 359, monitoring, portable.
This is WRTX 930. How are you doing this afternoon?
Not too bad. I'm just sitting here and I'm talking and my wife's parking lot while my wife out is in there spending all my money. But other than that, I'm too lazy to put the mobile in the car, so I figured I'd use my walkie-talkie.
This is Robert from Downriver. Is that the right station?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. No. I suspected. This is Ken from Birch Run. Hope you're staying cool this afternoon.
Yeah, I got all the windows down in the car, so I figured I'd just talk to you guys on the radio and see how you guys are all doing.
Well, I don't know. I just turned it on, so I just threw my call out there and see what was happening. It's a fun day here. Finally getting to relax a little bit. a little bit cooler than yesterday and not so humid. It's all right here.
Yeah, this is all, I had to go to the doctor earlier, and the radio was very quiet. So really, it was, I think, the second one I heard on the radio, so.
Well, yeah, maybe everybody's inside keeping cool, who knows. But they should have radios inside. What's the problem?
Yeah, I'm kind of glad these all these repeaters opened up for us. I'm pretty sure those guys who worked at them and all that. Because I was a CB a long back when they first started getting noisy and careless and cussing and everything else. And I kind of wish this thing don't turn that way out either. But the only problem, though, they could simply put repeaters down and it would be nice and quiet, wouldn't they?
Well, I think they'd still be there, but they'd be standalone. I think the shutdown, nobody wants to hear about that. We're not going to talk about that.
Now, what's funny is, when I first got into it, it was back in the middle 80s, and my friend, I went to school with, he lived about 4 blocks away from me. And it got so bad that I couldn't hardly hear or face to face. And the only way we could pull the people was we call them each other on the phone and act like we're talking to each other on the radio.
On GMRS or on CB or on a different service? Which service are you talking about?
CB band.
Alright, yeah. I know GMRS has been around since the 70s, but I don't think there's any real certified GMRS radios until the last 15 years or so, and then in the last 5 years, it's exploded, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, I kind of frown on people who get on this service, and they, I haven't heard them do it yet, but if they do it, I don't care too much. They start calling me, telling a good buddy, and all handles and stuff like that, and I just say forget it, man. I turn the radio off.
Well, I don't know that I listen a lot. I'm on here a fair amount, and I don't know that I hear a whole lot of that sometimes. And if I'm talking to somebody and I hear some of that, I'll maybe interject that maybe to change your language every now and again. But do you hear a lot of that? Because I don't think I really hear a lot of that.
No, I don't hear that lingo like they do on TV, but I hear people using their call signals of Tweeter on their phones or playing music and like that. Using me and Jack to say, you're going to pull that garbage on here, take it to TV, but don't do it on here. Then we look on their, I forgot what they call it. Where you can look on the computer and see what repeaters are on and all that. And then we say, yeah, I know where you're broadcasting from. You're on Oakland County, right? Then you don't hear it anymore.
Well, you can certainly go on the MI-8 and see where somebody's coming in from, but, I mean, is that really useful information for, I mean, sometimes it is if you're trying to problem solve, but for the most part, it's kind of pointless information. Shows on a map where you're coming from, because I don't think that's discernible unless you install additional equipment. I think it just shows what repeater you're coming in on. Which, I mean, if you're talking Macomb County, the Macomb one, you could be anywhere from, you know, halfway in the thumb to down by Detroit or over by Novi or up in Oakland County, or nobody knows.
And I wish they would make something like that, you know, but they wouldn't do it like that. I remember when I was a kid, and I was messing with TV about, I don't know, I said to myself, man, that'd be cool if they could make sunglasses, if you put sunglasses on them, and you could...
Somebody who probably doesn't like what we're talking about.
Alright, I'll make it out of reason. WRSK359. Alright, I'll talk to you later on. I'm going to let the child play with the radio. So, let me see you. I have to stay cool, and I'll talk to you later on. Stay for good, buddy.
I got a
all right, good time with you, Robert.
Stay cool down there. Hopefully your wife doesn't spend too much money in the store. WRTX 930.
Hey, I had a quick little comment to add. WRUX 245.
Go ahead, 245. This is WRTX 930.
Yeah, it's mainly for Bob there downriver. You can go online and check out the Kraken SDR, and that's a nice little device. It will locate somebody very quickly. WRUX 245.
Yeah, I think I've seen that before. Yeah, you can use that to do it, but I don't think it's something you can just pop on a website and see where somebody's coming from. I think you gotta have that, right? That's a piece of hardware, isn't it? That somebody has to have to see where they're coming from.
Yeah, correct. It is a piece of hardware, and it comes with an antenna array. And you turn it on, and it does location finding from wherever it's at, and drive around and get a precise location too if you want to. But even just set up at your house, it'll get you probably within 10 miles of their location.
It's also not worth a $600 investment.
Yeah, I believe I've seen some of those where I think usually some repeater owners have those to find offenders on their system to be able to report them specifically and whatnot. But hopefully, I don't know. I don't know of a lot of shenanigans going on this network, which is a good thing. Hopefully, it stays that way.
Yeah, exactly. I don't hear much myself either, and I'm listening most of the time. But, I mainly just wanted to throw that out there for Bob so he could take a look at it. Just thought he might be interested in seeing it. But, it is a bit pricey and probably not something most people would have.
WRQ-TG4.
Go ahead, 224, this is WRTX 930.
Yeah, this network already has somewhat direction finding built into it because you can see who's keying up on what tower if you monitor the network on the website. So it'll narrow it down by at least the tower that they're connected to.
Yeah, correct. All that shows you is the repeater that they're keying up on, and, you know, depending on their radio, they could be 50 miles from there. So, it's a little bit hard to tell. You can tell what portion of the state maybe they're in, but that's about it. But, like I say, I haven't really heard too much going on here on this band, that's for sure.
Yeah, that Doppler system is definitely nice. I was looking at that a while back. Pretty cool, but yeah, it's expensive toy. All right, let you guys go. WRQ-224.
All right, yeah. It sure does look like a fun little toy, but yeah, not something I'm going to get, that's for sure. I got a few more things to do out in the yard, so yeah, I'm going to let you guys go as well. WRUX-245, standing by.
Good afternoon,
I'm going to go
WSYC 842 Owasso, Michigan. WRTX
930. Yeah, I heard the station in Owasso. The other guys just left. Yeah, WRQ-224 here. How's it going?
Where's the system out there? Traffic test. UA-42 testing.
WSPC 277, I got you clear here in Saginaw.
dummy on that one, then. I was just wondering, I'm not hearing a courtesy turn. Tell him to come back on me. I'm out in Owosso, checking in on the Flint system. WSCY 842, name here is Travis.
I hear the Saginaw repeater producing a tone for you. I'm probably a little bit too far north to jump on the Flint repeater, though, to see if it is on that one also.
I'm wondering if I have a configuration item. I'm running a radio that has something that cancels a squelch tail by putting a mute on the end of it, which I think would mute the courtesy tone. But it's hard to just ascertain whether or not I'm coming to the repeater or not. For a second there, I wasn't even sure I had my settings for the frequency correct.
Yeah, you're reaching the repeater really well. So this is WSBC 277.
Really good to know then. I'm running a Midland and 6 dB gain with a 20 watt, what do they call it, QIT 8900.
Yeah, you're running the same antenna that I am. I'm mobile in my car right now, and I'm running Midland's 50 watt radio.
Which radio is that?
I have the MXT575. The biggest reason I went for it is it has a remote display, and in my vehicle it was going to be really hard to mount the head unit in a spot that I could see it easily, so that remote display was pretty much what drove me towards it.
Yeah, I got a dump truck, so I got lots of options on the dash. As a matter of fact, this has actually got a Motorola hole, and I have the Motorola radio that can go to the Motorola hole, so I was thinking about putting this truck will fit natively a CDM 1250 or 1225 mobile.
Gotcha, yeah. Well, you're sounding great right now. I hate to break it off, but I'm going to jump into Cabela's here real quick. So this will be WSBC 277. I'll be clear after your final.
There are hungry pew-pews all over the world. Make sure you feed yours today. All right, this is WSBY 842, Travis, Shawas County. Hey, Todd, your coax is ringing. You got your radio on down there? This is Travis, WSCY 842. Calling Todd. WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
Nothing heard. WRTX 957, standing by.
Jack blowing you off.
Nah, he's probably doing yard work again. I don't know. Just trying to use the repeaters a little bit more. He's usually out there.
He was talking to Michelle earlier from Flint. And he said he had to jump out because he had something he had to tend to. It was a little while ago, so he's probably tending to whatever it was.
I hope he's not out doing yard work. It's a little too hot. I wouldn't be outside doing yard, mowing lawns and stuff. Well, it's cooled off a little bit. It's 90s.
I went and saw my buddy this morning, dropped off the little PC appliance to him, and then I went to BJ's, first time ever. I fell for their $20 membership deal that they're offering right now. And then you get $20 credit when you spend $60. Well, hell, I can't think of the last time I went to a store and didn't spend $60. So I went in there and found I spent about $100.50. So pretty much it was a wash. $20 for membership, and I got $20 credit right out of the gate. So we'll give it a try for a year. We'll see how it is.
I'm not too familiar with that. Is it like a Sam's Club, or what is that?
Yeah, pretty much. Sam, Costco. Maybe a little smaller, hard to say. But, you know, they got the gas station. They're big on the East Coast, and they're moving west. You know, they came into this area a few years back, and they keep pushing west. But, I got all three of them right here within like a mile. And I was with Sam's for a while, but I let that one expire. And I was going to go to Costco, but it's $60 for a Costco membership. And I just don't know that I would use it enough to get my money back, right? Because obviously, if you don't get your money back in savings, then what's the point? And I'm just not sure I've shopped there enough to... I'd get gas there, and that might save me, you know, what, 10, 20 cents a gallon times, you know, 10 gallons. So $2 if I fill up every couple of weeks because I don't drive. I got a company car. See, I just don't know that I'd hit $60.
Yeah, if you don't have a big family, buying a ton of food is really not really worth it. I know I wouldn't. I'd never, I mean, even if I bought gas there, it still wouldn't equal out. Plus I heard, I don't know if it's Costco's or Sam's Club, one of them is raising their membership costs. So, I don't know. Like I said, I just don't shop enough to make it worth my while.
Break with a comment.
Go ahead, floor is yours.
Tonight is testing night in Harrison, and he was mentioning the fact that he was planning on taking a test today, but that was like 10 days, 2 weeks ago.
Who's that?
Jab was mentioning it, and by the way, it's WRCY 565 in case you forgot my voice.
Oh, who's taking our test tonight?
Well, between the previous test, which I think was out my way, and the test that's available tonight, you mentioned it, and let's just say considering it, I don't know. I've lost track. All I know is I'm locked and loaded and ready for August the 6th.
Jack is, yes, you're right. Jack mentioned that, but he didn't say anything the other day.
Okay. That would explain where Jack is, right. All right, I wasn't putting two and two together.
Okay, I will let you two gentlemen soldier on, and I will go back to more of my practice testing. WRCY 565, we are clear.
Roger, catch you later. That's a good one.
Yep. I'm sure you'll get it. From what I've heard, you're ready now. But August 6th will be here soon enough. Can't hurt to just get the last little bit down pat.
A price war going on with gas stations here in Flint. Two stations across Kitty Corner over here in Flint, $3.07 a gallon. This is WSBW 226.
Yeah, I saw that. There were a couple of downriver that were at like $3.07 to $3.08 as well. That's better than it was. I think $3.13 or $3.18. It was $3.18 at BJ's. So it's good, but still, that's a dime cheaper.
Yeah, most of the stations are well over $3.30 a gallon, and most of them are around $3.45, $3.44. So I hope that's a trend.
What are you seeing out there, Eric?
Well, the two gas stations I go to, what, a 19 a mile and Circle K, I believe, well, it was 331 yesterday, but a lot of places are 369. I've seen it 369 north, like Romeo area, so... I'm going to be passing that gas station in a minute here, but, 331 over here.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, BJ's was 318 today. And, of course, you know, if you use their card, you can get up to 15 cents off of that. If you have their credit card. I'm not prepared to make that jump, but it was 318. Most of the places around here in the 330s. But when I got online and guessed, buddy, to see, you know, how they compared to, like, Costco and Sam's, I noticed that several places downriver were coming in at 308. We don't got none of that here. Now I guess they got it up in Flint, too. So hopefully it's a trend. They're moving down.
Does anybody remember the gas wars they had in Houghton Lake about, gosh, it was about 10 years ago they had a gas war, but it was like 59 cents a gallon. And people were filling their cars and they were like, buying gas cans so they could get more gas than their gas tank could hold. Anyhow, 335 at 19 mile, 335. But yeah, it was like I'll have to verify that from my friend Mark, but I think it was around 50 cents a gallon.
Find me out, guys. I'm pulling into my driveway here in Flint, WSBW 226.
WSBW 626, I believe. You're officially signed out. This is WRTX 957.
Yeah, I'm curious now. I'm going to give my buddy Mark a call up in St. Helens. And I know it was, like, astronomically cheap. It was, like, I'm thinking it was between 59 and 99 cents a gallon. And even 10 years ago, that was really, really, really cheap.
Oh, yeah. No. But, you know, but that was some sort of special deal. I don't know what the norm is right now, but it looks like 308 is quite a few places are offering at that rate. Nothing right around here, though. I find our best is usually Sam's, Costco, or BJ's. It's always usually, they're all pretty close. But, so maybe they're going to be coming down a bit.
Roger, Circle K at 22 in Van Dyke's about the cheapest place around Utica. There's a couple places on Van Dyke between 21 and 22 that are about the same, usually about the cheapest. I think I saw it for 319 last night. I don't know, 329. It was cheaper than around, you know, around Romeo. But anyhow, I'm just about home, so. Wish Jack good luck. Godspeed. All right. Talk to you later, son. WRTX 957.
All right. Catch you later. WRUU 857.
WSCR 676 standing by.
WSCQ 908 calling WSCQ 685. Cindy, you got a copy?
WSCQ 685.
Yes, sir. It was GM 21.
sounds good. How do I come over?
Good and clear. No, no pixelation or anything. It sounds good.
WSBQ 996, monitoring.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
WRTX 957.
It's up, Jack. Where you been?
Just finished the test. I failed with one.
By one, that's, oh hell, that's pretty close.
Yeah, but they, I don't know what kind of, you know, one is not, that's nothing really.
Well, that's the closest you've came so far, right?
WSTH 380. How about it, Jack? ahead.
Yes, East Bay.
Go ahead. 380-WIUG, 48. Yeah, Jack, what are you testing for?
How are you doing?
Two stations, same time. One says, how you doing? I'm doing fine. And the other one says, what are you testing? What are you testing for, Jack? DEC. This technician.
Yeah, copy technician. I got a ordered a book from ARRL and it came in today so I can study for my tech license.
I guess so, you can do it. Not easy.
They had 35 questions, right?
Not 35 questions.
How many you have to get right?
Six. Six. Where you at? WRTX 957 WIUG 48. Copy.
WSTH 380, clear.
WSTE 688.
WRTX 957, WIUG 48, copy. I guess not. WIUG 48, clear.
WSBE 688.
Go ahead, 688.
Hey, Jack, this is Sean. Just, I apologize about that. I'm just doing a radio check with this new antenna. How's it sound?
John, sounding good. Where you at?
I'm the Sean that's in Clio, Michigan.
Oh, Sean, you're sounding good. What's the name of that antenna? Are you on handheld?
I'm on a handheld with a brand new Nagoya 771G.
Sean, you sound really good. And you on what? Brent repeater?
I'm on a Flint repeater. I'm on the Flint repeater inside my house. With an Ocean KG Q10G.
Well, let me tell you, that radio is a good radio. And your antenna is a good antenna, too. Roger.
Copy that. You know, I'm blind, so I can't see the antenna, but that thing is tall.
Yeah, but that's what a good antenna is all about. Roger.
Copy that. It's actually kind of interesting. I purchased two antennas in case something happened to this first one, but I figured you never can go wrong.
No, no, Sean, no, you can't go wrong because all my buffering antenna, my buffering radio, they all have 771. Even my UV5 radio has had Nagoya 771G. And I have some other ones that they all have 771G, but they all sound good. You do what you do, just hold your hands held straight up in the air, and you'll do good. Roger?
That's exactly what I'm doing. And the nice thing about this is, the nice thing about this is that if you, because the antenna is so tall, it's kind of springy, so it's actually kind of easy tactically, or tactile, to figure out if it's exactly straight up in the air, because it'll kind of spring forward and back, if that makes sense.
Yes, yeah, it does that too. And really, it looks like your audio is very clear. And I'm not kidding you. Your audio is, it's beautiful audio you got. Roger?
Thanks. Yeah, this is nice. I love being able to broadcast this inside my house because before, I had to go and I had to go outside to the back deck. I had to look for just the perfect hot spot when I had that rubber ducky on there.
Well, sometimes rubber ducky has to catch it the right way, like your hotspot, saying hotspot. Yeah, and sometimes it does not, you know, it doesn't do anything. And that's all because that rubber ducky, that's all you can hear.
Right. I think so. I mean, to be fair to the rubber duckies, it makes sense. But I think the ocean rubber duckies are at least good for what they are, so that's nice. And the next thing is that the Nagoyas are not expensive either. I think it cost me about $18, and for two of them it would have been $36 plus $6 shipping.
I don't know, Sean. I paid $20 for, for that Nagoya 771G. But make sure to stay on them 462 on those antennas.
Well, I definitely know I got the right one because I bought it from Byte2WayRadio.com.
Okay, no problem. Well, good talking to you and good to hear from you, John. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Well, thanks, my friend. You take care as well. And I think I'll stay on here for a while, but hey, I hope you have a great evening as well, and talk to you some other time.
Anytime, Sean, you want to talk, no problem at all. Take care again. WIAG 48 clear.
WSPE
688. RTX 957. WIAG 48.
WSDECK.
WSDE688, WSBW226.
How is it? How is it going?
Oh, very good. Name here is John, and I'm in Flint.
Oh, well. Hey, John. Very nice to meet you. I'm planning to go on the internet.
Okay, Sean, very good. I heard you talking a little earlier. I didn't catch your call, though. You were in and out. Say it slowly so I can get it straight, okay?
Sir, this is my call sign.
Yeah, you're in and out. Try it again.
WSDE688.
Okay, that's William Sam Delta Edward 688, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm WSBW 226. So, anyways, I'm over here by the college in the city and just doing some reading up on some of the goings-on in the computer here. I was waiting for a program to come on, but I had recorded it, and apparently they're doing the RNC instead of my program, so I might not be able to watch my program tonight.
Well, that's not cool at all. I'm sorry, can you please repeat your call sign? It was what again?
Whiskey Sam Bravo Whiskey. WSBW 226.
Okay, awesome. Thanks. Yeah, I love phonetics, so phonetic alphabets always interested me. I think that if I were not blind, I definitely would have preferred my blindness if I were to have served in the military.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your affliction there, being blind. Was that since birth, or because of something? What happened there?
Oh, that is totally okay. It was due to retinopathy of prematurity. In short, my retinas didn't fully develop.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm also I struggle with my GMRS call. I'm not quite used to it yet. I've only had it for a couple of months. And I'm new to this. But I am a ham radio operator, and I've done that for quite a few years. So I'm used to my old call there. And in ham radio, we do run across blind operators, and it's a great hobby if you are, you know, if you have limited sight abilities or none at all. So, welcome to GMRS. Good to hear you in there, John.
Thank you. Welcome to you as well. I've actually only had my license for a couple of months, and my friend Steven, who is also blind, just obtained his license, and he will be getting his GMRS radio quite soon, in about a couple of days. So you'll be able to hear him as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Radio is a wonderful hobby. You will enjoy it. It's great entertainment, and not only that, but you can learn a lot just by listening to other stations. And the radios are fun to play with. There's always something new to try, antennas, experimenting, things like that. And then if you have some friends that you can chat back and forth with, like your friend Steven there, you'll enjoy that as well. I mean, of course, we can talk to each other on cell phones if we want to, but radio is different because radio doesn't depend on other people. In other words, cell phones depend. You're depending on a third party to complete your communication with cell phones. And, of course, that's the cell phone network. And it's vulnerable. Things can happen to it. When that happens, your cell phones don't work anymore. Ham radio or GMRS is independent of all that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Before getting this KGQ10G radio, I was doing some research and trying, you know, one of the questions that I asked was, I asked a YouTuber, so in your opinion, what are the benefits of a GMRS radio, or just, you know, in general? What would you say the benefits would be over a cell phone carrier? And he said, well, you remember that day not so long ago when T-Mobile had their outage? I guess you couldn't get any phone service from them. I don't remember that day. I'm not a T-Mobile user. But he said, during that time, I was using my radio. And my friends thought, well, hey, you know, you're kind of crazy with that. But he said, after the outage, all the individuals got sorry about that. My radio was squawking at me that I think it was a little too, I held a little too long. Anyway, after that outage had occurred, I guess his friends went and all got radios, because the radios were very beneficial during the outage.
Yep. One of the features that repeater systems have, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, and sometimes you forget about it and you don't keep track of it, but they have what's called a timeout. In other words, there's a little computer, a little clock inside the repeater that will only allow you to talk for a couple of minutes. And depending on who sets up the repeater system, they can dictate how many minutes that is. A 3-minute timer or timeout is quite common, and some are shorter than that. And I really don't know what it is for this system. I'm guessing probably around 3 minutes. And I forget about that sometimes. I get just talking and talking and talking, and then I'll let up on the mic, and the person I'm talking to will come back and say, well, I only got half of that because you timed out. So watch for that.
Well, actually, there's an alarm I can set. It was like a timeout timer, I guess, on the radio itself. But I should look into that. The thing I'm trying to find out, and I think I've found the best radio so far, but it's really the most, I'm trying to find out what the most accessible radio is that will talk, or at least leave the main menu, and that, you know, with voice prompts. And that was KG Quebec and E.
Yeah, there is just a ton of radios out there available. And I'm not with the one you're talking about. There's Balefangs and Redivus and Radiodity and Motorola. Just a ton.
and some of them are very inexpensive, and some of them, well, the inexpensive ones, they say, well, you get what you pay for. But it's been my experience just from listening to people that some of the cheaper radios, people have great luck with them.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think it also depends on the antenna as well. But I'm curious, what kind of radio do you have?
Well, it's just an old Motorola that I've been playing with.
Oh, yeah, Motorola is really good. That was actually my first two-way radio. When I started out with radio, I had a two-mile radio. That thing was interesting, but that was a Motorola radio. And then I had a 5-mile radio growing up that was, it had could only transmit to 5 miles. Anyhow, that was a Motorola radio as well. So definitely, Motorola's a really good brand.
Yeah, most of the people get them secondhand. Nobody ever wants to buy a new Motorola radio. Those things are just out of sight in price. And you don't have to. There's just a ton of junk floating around it. Ham radio swap shops, and I don't know. I've seen guys find them on Craigslist. Just, you know, you'll stumble across them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Also, you might stumble across the Midland radios as well.
Yeah, Midland's nice. They've been around for a long time. Yeah, as a matter of fact, my weather radio is a Midland.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the Midland radio, excuse me, not Midland, but the weather radio is actually very helpful. I like it when radios include those. But a family member of mine recently got an actual weather radio.
Well, I like them because of the same code, the activation, where you can program in a number for your county, and then if you get a weather alert for that county, it'll activate the radio, and the rest of the time it's quiet. That's very handy.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely, that is handy when that happens.
Well, Sean, I'm going to let you go. Getting close to my bedtime, and there's just a few more things I need to do before I hit the sack. So it's been a real pleasure talking to you, and I'm sure I'll chat with you again. This is WSBW 226.
All right, John. Hey, it was great chatting with you as well, and I look forward to doing so in the future. WSBW 688 clear.
WSBE 688. WSBE 688, sir.
You good?
WSCN 592-3162.
WRPB 448, standing by.
Good evening, 448. This is WRNW 329.
Go ahead, 329. What's your 20 this evening? Over.
Clinton Township here, Moralek, Grossback 16 Mile Road. Over.
See that. Transmitting from Groveland Township, about the halfway mark between Holly and Ortonville. Flint repeater. Over.
Okay, I copy that. Well, you're, sounds like you're sitting right next door, nice and clear on my end.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty loud and clear as well. Must be good weather, I assume, or the repeaters are that strong. Over.
We're only about a mile from the Mount Clemens repeater, and they all connect pretty good, depending how far away you are from the repeater. They're over.
Yeah, I'm about a 20-minute drive from Flint when I-75 is flowing correctly. Over.
All depends on it. Time of day over there at 75 for sure. Traffic gets a little crazy, but just about every day there's something going on over there.
Yeah, copy that. They got 75 all tore up for construction out here from the Clarkston area all the way to the county line. Over.
Yeah, copy that. That's either first thing early morning maybe or late evening like now you'll have clear traffic. Other than that, work hours, yeah, it gets pretty crazy for sure.
Yeah, I just turned on the radio so I don't know how busy it's been this evening. Over.
I've been monitoring a little bit, not a whole lot of traffic that I've heard in the last few hours. Pretty quiet out here, I guess. Everybody's probably cooling off now from the heat wave today there, over.
Yeah, it got a little warm today. I don't have air conditioning at the house, but at work we definitely stayed pretty cool with the air conditioning, over.
Copy that. Well, it makes it a little bit easier in this kind of weather to sleep for sure. It's pretty humid, sticky. So, not good sleeping weather. It's good weather for outside if you want to enjoy the outdoors, I guess, in the shade. It won't be long. This is going to, another month or so, it'll be starting to change over there. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I believe we're in for a little bit of a cool spell this week as well. Should make things a little bit more comfortable. Over.
'70s is good if you got to do some work outside, but starts hitting 80 and above, you kind of got to wait till the evening time to cool off to do anything outside, or the sun puts a pretty good beating on you.
Luckily, I work part-time, so I pretty much negotiate, you know, my evenings. I might be up late tonight, you know, I might take a nap, get up at 4, go outside for a little while. I
something weird like that. Over.
I copy that. I just kind of winding it down here myself. Laying in the bed, just winding it down early morning, so won't be much longer. I have to shut this radio down there. Copy.
Yeah, copy that. I'll probably be standing by for quite a while tonight. It's really good to make your contact. I hope that you're able to stay cool, and I hope I'm able to stay cool. Over.
Oh, I copy that. Oh, I got the air conditioner set about 73 degrees, so not too bad for sleeping weather, but hopefully it'll stay cool to see me. Appreciate the comeback there. It was nice talking to you. Nice meeting you. Maybe do it again real soon. This is going to be, going to have to shut it down for now. WRNW 329 is going to be clear for now.
WRPB 448, I appreciate the contact. Have a good evening. Over. Station 847, WRAG 48, copy. WSCI, H47, WIUG, 48, copy. WIUG, 48, clear. Station H16. WIEG 48, copy. Station H47, WIEG 48, copy.
WRUT 48, WRTX 930.
IUG 48, go ahead.
Well, what's going on there, Jack? Keeping cool?
Then it was hot yesterday and muggy. Today it's not bad. You know, hot day, but it's okay. Roger.
Oh, well, are you outside now? Because it's pretty darn muggy out here right now. I'm outside.
I just walked in about 10 minutes ago. Yeah, it was really muggy out there. I don't know. Did mosquitoes bite you over there or no?
Mosquitoes don't seem to like me too much, which is good. But they spray in this county here, so we have a mosquito abatement program. So in the spring they do an airdrop, and their little trucks come around every couple of weeks and spray down the roads and the ditches and come down your driveway if you got a long enough driveway, that kind of stuff. So mosquitoes are not too bad here.
It's your time to smoke a cigar out there, too.
I'll tell you what, that helps. They don't like that. They don't like the cigar smoke, that's for sure.
No, they don't. I know that. Every time it's supposed to go, I never see one mosquito. We used to do that at night at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, no, that's good. Yeah, yesterday we got one of my buddies married finally after 54 years. He got married for the first time. I was the best man. It was quite the wedding. It's pretty interesting.
You must have a good time with a cigar too, Roger.
There were a few of those there, but I didn't have a whole lot of time to actually sit around and smoke one, but we were having too much fun doing other things.
Besides dancing and drinking, right?
Yeah, there was a little bit of that going on, but you know, everybody's older now. It's not like you're all 23 and everybody's getting, you know, drop-dead toasted at their wedding like we used to. You know, people are going home at 7 and 8. It was a lot of fun catching up with a bunch of people I haven't seen in a while and stuff like that. It was fun. Good day.
Yeah, you're right, Ken. The old days the old days changed to new days. The new days, even if you go to a bar, like you said, they close at 11 o'clock. That don't make no sense.
Yeah, that's right. 2 weekends ago, we got kicked out of a bar at 11 o'clock on a Saturday. I'm like, what? what is going on here in Waterford? We were at Waterford or Clarkston, you know, it was right on the line there. I don't know which place we were exactly, but I'm like, what's happening here? This is ridiculous.
I don't know. Waterford got a lot of deer. Maybe they were afraid that the deer come by.
Well, the funny thing was, it wasn't just us. So we had like a group of 6 or 7, and then, but there was another group of like 10. So you had like, you know, 17 people in there ordering drinks and doing stuff. It's like, really? You're going to just close and kick us out. Okay. I guess you don't want to make any money, I guess.
See, that place there probably... they back their money in the daytime and forget about midnight.
Well, if it were my business, I'd be an opportunist. If there's people there paying, I'd be staying open.
Yeah, me too. I stay open till 4 o'clock, not no 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I think only the casinos have a license to do that. I don't know. Does Michigan have any allowable license that lets some place stay open till 4? I know 2 o'clock is like the standard time. That's where most licenses are set for. I don't know that you can get a license that lets you go past 2 a.m.
Well, if you don't have no liquor, beer and wine, it might let you go, but not liquor.
Now I'm going to have to clean up my old 1970 car. Been out the last week running around doing some stuff for this wedding, and it's all dirty, got some flies on it. I'm going to have to clean it up.
Well, they need to get take it to the, you know, what they call it, car wash, you know, the one like Ajax car wash. They'll clean the whole thing for you. Anyhow, how's the wife, by the way?
Oh, I appreciate you asking. She's doing good and getting better every day. I mean, it's going to be non-weight bearing. She's not going to be able to put weight on that foot for at least probably another couple weeks. Yeah, I don't know. She's going to go to the there's an appointment to go to the doctor on Friday, so they'll pull the cast off and evaluate it. They may just give her a boot then, where she still has to stay off it, or they may put another cast on it, but it depends on what they see. But it's getting better. It's less sensitive and not hurting as much. So they say that's a painful type of surgery that she had. So yeah, the 6 weeks of no putting weight on it, I don't think they're kidding when they say that, because I think she's gonna use those 6 weeks.
I just hope a fast recovery for her, really. You know, it's pain in the neck when it gets too late. Roger?
Yeah, you don't know how vulnerable you are until you're missing a foot that you can't put any weight on, and you gotta cribble around on one leg and crutches and a little, and she's got a little knee rover, like a knee scooter, you know, you can kneel on, and it wheels on it that you can run around for longer distances. But she actually went back to work today, but it's only training this week, so all she's gonna do is get in the door and then sit there. Next week might be a different story.
Say, take it easy, and that's about it. All you can do today. Anyhow, Ken, I got a little bit of things to do right now. I got to pay the bills on the net, and I will talk to you a little bit later, tomorrow, probably something like that, or maybe in a few hours. I don't know if I'm going to be up or not. Good talking to you, and good to hear from you. WIUG 48.
Yeah, good chatting with you, Jack. Enjoy paying your bills. That's always fun. We'll talk to you later. WRTX 930.
Station 847. Station 847. WIUG 48. Copy. Well, I guess not. He's not out there. WIUG 48 is clear.
Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta 439, monitoring. Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta 439, monitoring.